Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How you doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next. Everybody, another Friday evening, yucking it up with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, if you're wondering where you are this evening, if you're wondering what have we tuned into, well, you're tuned into RadioSt.Pete.com, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening, from 6 to 8 p.m., right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. That's where you are, everybody.
.com.
Listen, if at any time during this show you want to give us a call, please do so. All you have to do is call 727-498-0502. We will talk to you about anything. Anything. I mean that. Anything. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't like calling into radio shows and you still want to play along, you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We will accept your tweets. We will respond to them as we get them. How about that?
Perfect.
Doesn't it sound like fun already?
It does.
Yeah. It does.
Hey, here's something that Hannah reminded me of before the show that I was not aware of. Let's see. Today's Tilly's birthday.
Yeah.
Our big old dog.
Yeah, she's old officially now.
Yeah. 8 years old today.
Yes.
Can't believe you forgot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did forget. I don't know how I forgot.
I'm going to tell her.
She knows.
She knows.
Mm-hmm. Her feelings.
Hey, speaking of birthdays, you know who else? How old do you think Clint Eastwood is?
I bet he's more than 8.
Yeah, well, he's got 8s in his date, his birth date.
88.
88! Hannah Claire, you're exactly right. What's Clint Eastwood turned 88 yesterday. Tygen, do you have a favorite Clint Eastwood movie?
I mean, most of them are pretty good.
Right. What was that latest one where he was the old grumpy old man?
Gran Torino. I like that one.
Not Turismo. Torino.
Torino.
But you know, that's funny that you said that because all day long I'm thinking it's El Camino. Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
But it's Gran Torino. I like that movie. Turismo. I thought that was pretty good. But he's done, I mean, a ton of movies.
Yeah.
He was actually in a movie on TCM the other night. And I have no idea what it was.
Right.
But he was young.
Well, if it was the other night, it was probably a war movie because they were playing nothing but war movies because of Memorial Day.
Yeah,
Memorial Day weekend.
I don't remember what night it was, right. But he couldn't have been more than maybe 25.
I mean,
he was young.
I mentioned a week or so ago, I think, on the show that on Facebook, I saw a picture of John Wayne at the age of 23. And I saw it again today before the show, and I was like, how can I print that off? That's such a badass picture. Because you never see John Wayne other than, like, being the Duke. He was
right.
Just a kid, you know?
Right.
When did he become the Duke? You know, at what
in
age
later
does he
years.
Become the Duke? Anyway, listen, in the studio this evening, I have the usual suspects. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire. How are you, my dear?
Doing great.
You're doing great. That's good. Yeah. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. And you are?
Happy it's Friday.
Happy it's Friday, yes. To her right is my boy, Tygen. And how are you?
Fantastic.
Are you?
I am.
Can you say it a little louder with a little more enthusiasm, please?
I don't think so.
Okay. I try.
Anyway, my name is Mark, and I'll be your host for the next couple of hours or so right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Let's see. What else do we have? Mm-hmm. Oh, here's something new. I got an email from Joe Bordeaux, head honcho at RadioSaintPete.com, and he says that if you have an Amazon Alexa,
yes,
you can now say to Alexa, hey, play RadioSaintPete.com.
Yes.
Hey.
What do you suppose happens when you do that, Hannah?
Radio, we play?
No. Well, yeah, we can, but Radio St. Pete comes on at any time during the day. I guess, I wonder if you can say, hey, Alexa, play the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. I wonder if you do that, if it will go right to the archives.
To the archives. I don't know. Anybody willing to plug the Alexa in to try it?
Right.
Hannah, take it to your house.
No.
That lady's telling secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want it at my house of all houses. Yeah, let's put it at my house.
It is kind of cool, though, because that kind of gives us a new platform, really, because the way Joe kind of explained it in the email is that a lot of the new cars have that Alexa technology.
Okay. Right.
So while you're in, you know, driving down the road on a road trip, something like that, you could, instead of listening to whatever, you could listen to RadioSaintPete.com and all of RadioSaintPete.com's content.
Nice.
So I think that's pretty cool.
Well, maybe if we're brave this weekend, I'll find all of the pieces to our Alexa and put her back together.
What do you mean all the pieces? What happened to our Alexa?
Well, you know,
it's a little unit.
Right, but she's got a cord,
right.
You know, like a AC cord, and I removed that. I, you know, put that in a separate place. I was afraid she would plug herself back in. So I've got her in one drawer and the plug in another drawer, just trying to make sure.
It is pretty scary that, you know, things that you say around Alexa somehow pop up on your phone and on your, you know, your, not your Twitter feed, I guess, but.
But she comments when you don't speak to her sometimes.
Yeah, that's a little
she joins in
unnerving.
When you haven't asked.
Yeah. So this week, it was a short week for a lot of us because of the Memorial Day weekend. So I think quite a few of us started our week on Tuesday. I know, Ty, that you had to work pretty much all weekend. And Hannah Claire, did you guys work all weekend or no?
No,
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he always has Mondays off.
Right. Well, that's cool.
So,
but anyway,
it wasn't really a holiday.
This week,
for
being a short week, there are quite a few big stories, and we will get to them, you know, later in the show. But before I do that, I want to kind of give everybody a PSA. Hannah Claire, you know what a PSA is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Public service announcement.
Nice. The
that
PSA.
Was that your Alexa voice?
Yeah.
The feel PSA like is basically something that I heard on the radio a day or two ago, and it says that because we've been having so much rain, right, which is good, we need
which
the rain.
Great.
But here's the thing. All the rain is driving the snakes out of their little hidey holes.
Oh, nice.
And people have been reporting snakes in their houses.
Oh.
So, don't tell me that, man.
So watch your step.
Wait, I've already had a snake in the house.
Yeah, but now you've got
now you've got two killers. Jackals.
You don't have to worry.
I saw a snake slither across the yard the other day.
Mm-hmm. Just looking for a nice, dry, warm place to stay. Right under your bed.
Mm. Great.
Under your pillow.
Just what I want.
Right.
Yeah, and isn't it like mating season too? I mean,
probably.
It seems like June is when we would always see them in the yard anyway without rain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the other things I want to mention about snakes is we a lot of times on the show will do a python report. And this is not really a python report, but something if you are interested in joining the fight to get rid of these invasive Burmese pythons down in the Everglades. Nope. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission is teaming up with the National Park Service down in the Everglades. I guess apparently they have currently 40 python hunters. They want to like stretch that out to like 120.
Oh, nice.
They're getting serious about it.
Well, that's good. That's good.
If you're interested, yeah, go ahead.
Because they caught 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
They said.
Those 40 guys caught 1,000.
A thousand. Mm-hmm. But when they Which it is. But when they reproduce at 20 to 30 or
oh, even more,
50 a litter.
Right.
A thousand's not enough.
Right. Yeah. So maybe what they're doing is they've got enough money that we can cap it off at 120 hunters, because what the article said is that they're going to start you out at $8.25 an hour to be out there in the Everglades getting all eaten up by mosquitoes and risking your life, you know, chasing down these Burmese python. They say that they will pay you an additional $50 for any snake 4 feet long. And then after that, an additional $25 for every foot after the 4 feet.
Okay, that's not enough.
No, not to me, it's not. I mean, I wouldn't do it for any amount of money, but...
A four-foot snake is almost as long as I am tall.
Right, yeah.
And I'm out there for $8.25 an hour. I'd be too afraid to even catch a little one
get
my bonus.
A four-foot snake, you gotta think about this. That's probably just a baby.
Yeah.
You know, a four-footer is not very big. I wonder how long it takes them to get, you know, like,
how old are the ones that are, like, 18 feet long?
Like at a foot long, how old are they? At, you know.
I don't even want to think about it.
Gross. Anyway, if you're interested, you can contact the Fish and Wildlife Commission, and they will hook you up with an application, that kind of thing. And if you are approved, you can start hunting pythons as early as July.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're into that kind of thing, that's, you know, easy money.
Right, I guess.
If that's your gig.
Yeah. So, Tygen, I texted you earlier today and asked if you had seen the movie Solo yet.
Nope.
Have not seen it.
Nope.
Okay. Have you tried to see it?
Not yet.
Okay. I wanted to mention that Saturday is a big day for you and Deceptive Intruder. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Yes.
Next Saturday.
Yeah. June 9th.
Acting like you don't even
know. At the State Theater.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. A little nonchalant.
Okay.
Big State Theater.
Big State Theater gig for Tygen and Deceptive Intruder. You seem thrilled.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, before the show, I could hear you in your room playing a video game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the video game that was sort of short-lived? A company came out with a video game that is an active shooter game. Did you hear about that?
Which one?
The company is
That's
called...
most of them now.
The yeah. company
the,
is
no,
called...
No, it was the active school shooter.
Active school shooting game.
Oh. Who came out with that?
Well, it's a company named Stream, I think is what they're called. And, what are they called here? It's the... Creative School Shootings. Yeah, anyway, the company is, it's the game is called Active Shooter, and it's put out by this company named Stream. But they got such a huge backlash.
I bet.
Yeah.
You think?
I mean, there was like a petition where they got like 150,000 signatures to say, no, this is not cool. A lot of the parents of the recent school shootings called in and said, basically, how dare you come out with something like this? But I guess the game was set up where... If you wanted to play, you could either be like a SWAT team member or like a resource officer, or you could be the active shooter. Know what I'm saying?
Still not right.
No, it's absolutely not right. And it's
not good.
I don't even know how anybody would even come out with that. I think that the company that came out with the game tried to say that they were hacked, that they didn't actually come out with it.
Yeah, that it was a troll.
Okay. Put it out there, and they are doing everything that they can to prevent that from happening in the future. But, I mean, I guess that's possible that a troll did it.
Maybe.
You know, but...
Maybe it was a leprechaun.
Yeah.
You're a leprechaun.
Isn't that what they called them?
Mm-hmm.
A troll.
Leprechaun. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I thought that was kind of interesting that here we are, with all of the school shootings still here in our recent past that somebody would come up with a game.
Brilliant.
Right.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. That's what we need. That's what we need is a lot of kids playing that kind of game, you know.
Right. Oh, do you get to create your own characters like on the Wii so you can make the people that you shoot look like the people you don't like?
Right.
Yeah. You know, that yay.
There was another article in the paper today about the school shooter from the Parkland shooting, that Nicholas Cruz. He came out. Apparently, they published some of the videos that he put out just shortly before he went on his rampage.
Did he actually publicize those, or were they just things that he filmed himself, but didn't post?
I don't think he actually posted them.
They found them on his cell phone.
But pretty creepy. Actually, really creepy. Basically saying that you all thought I was an asshole, you thought I was an idiot, and I guess I'll show you, that kind of thing. A lot of that. He confessed his love to this girl and basically said, I hope to see you in the afterlife, and all kinds of really creepy things that this Nicholas Cruz said. It doesn't really help him in his case to live. I don't think he expected to live through the ordeal anyway, you know.
I don't know.
The thing that was creepy about the videos is how calm he was and how well-spoken he was.
Well, and following the shooting, mm-hmm. he, quote, evacuated the building like the rest of the students.
Right, walked right out with everybody else.
So apparently he had a pretty somewhat calm demeanor.
Well, here's the thing.
Leaving the scene.
There's no question that he did it, and I don't understand at this point why is there going to have to be any kind of a trial? He's not denying that he did it, you know. What more has to be done? To me, that's case closed. Just decide whether or not he gets life in prison or the death penalty. You know, why does there have to
be... Did he plead guilty?
I think so. Didn't he? I mean,
I don't think he did.
How could he not?
Well, you know, defense attorneys, nobody's guilty.
Who's he going to say did it if he didn't do it? And then you've got these videos of him.
Insanity, not guilty for reasons of insanity.
Well, one of the things about the article that I read said that because these videos were so concise and so, you know, clear and so level-headed, that he's not going to be able to say, I did this because I was insane.
Right.
So it made him look like he had, he was
fully, all of his faculties.
All of his faculties, right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
What a world.
Scary.
Right.
And it's been, I saw today, today's, I think, the 2-year anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Jeez. Yeah. Already.
Already.
That's amazing.
You know, so I mean, and it's more than schools, it's mm-hmm. nightclubs, it's workplaces.
Well,
it's,
now that the school year's over,
for most people, for us anyway,
what's going to be next?
I don't know,
because there will be something next.
What will happen over the summer?
Right,
concerts.
Oh, right, great.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hopefully, not anywhere near here.
Right.
Or anywhere. So, Stephanie, you said at the beginning of the show that you were glad that it's Friday. I know that you've had kind of a hectic week. But one of the things that I appreciate about you is that you come home with a smile. And and you came home with our pre-show dinner.
With food.
A new place that we have not tried before.
That's because they just opened.
Just opened. When did they open?
This week.
What's the name?
It is Willie Jewel's Old Fashioned Barbecue. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Yes. Old School.
Old School.
Willie Jewel's Old School Barbecue. They just opened over at Seminole City Center.
Mm-hmm.
They're located between the movie theater and LA Fitness.
So over in our brand new little old mall.
Little old Seminole City Center. And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you walk in and it just smells amazing.
Well, what you brought in the door, I did not. I tried a bite of the coleslaw, but I didn't have anything else. And it smells fantastic.
My whole car smells
right.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. Barbecue.
You said you got me some Brunswick stew, which
yes.
is one of my all-time favorites. And you can't just find Brunswick stew anywhere.
Anywhere. No, that's not an easy find.
I'm excited about trying that.
I went easy. I just got sandwiches, variety. I got the pork barbecue, the beef brisket, turkey, were the three I got. I got the collard greens, but I didn't get a chance to try them.
Right.
Hannah said...
Are collard greens something that you can eat, like, tomorrow?
Will they still
be good tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because I know collard greens are kind of mushy.
Yeah, they're a little mushy.
Are they going to be even more mushy
probably
tomorrow?
But they'll probably be even more flavorful.
Yeah, you're going to get the... Yeah, so it's going to be like... I don't know
juicy.
If I could put that in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. See, you're such a baby.
That texture is not going to do it for me.
But I tried the French fries.
Right.
Which appear to be handmade French fries.
Right.
You know, like the fries still had the skin on the potatoes. Delicious. They were very good fries.
Cool.
Hush puppies, mac and cheese. The coleslaw was wonderful. Was all very delicious, close, convenient. If there is a Willie Jules Old School Barbecue near you,
check it out. All right.
If you're here in little old Seminole, head over to Seminole City Center.
Seminole City Center. Hannah Claire, here's something fishy. Now, look, we all assume that you were born with a vagina.
Okay.
Okay.
Where's this going?
I read this story and I almost, yeah, anyway.
If you had not been born with a vagina.
Oh, no, no. Well, now I believe the woman in question did have one.
No, she did not have one.
Well.
Did not have one. But what? Hannah Claire, if you were born without one.
Okay.
And it was possible for doctors to create one for you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you want it made out of?
What?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I mean, would you want it to be like some latex thing, something unnatural, or would you want it to be made out of...
Like skin from your inner thigh.
Somewhere else, or some cadavers? Would you want, want them to cut a hoo-ha off a cadaver and slap it on you? Or
nothing.
I mean, what would you want done with?
None of the above.
So you'd be willing to go just the rest of your life without one.
Yeah,
if you were born without one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're...
Adopt.
You're 23 years old, just like the girl in this story is 23 years old.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Just born without one?
Without
like,
one,
what?
Yeah. And it's a condition, and here's what's interesting about it.
No vaginosis.
Approximately one in every 5,000 newborn girls are born without hoo-has. But, one in every 5,000. So it's
5,000. Is that like a Barbie? Yes. Like, is there anything there?
There's like nothing there. Now, depending on the severity of the condition, you may have the stuff inside. You might have your ovaries and whatever else.
And your uterus.
All that. But you just don't have.
Well, that would be a problem.
The entrance and exit.
Because
what, it doesn't open?
There's nothing. There's just nothing there.
But if you have your ovaries in your uterus and no escape route, what happens when you have a period?
I don't know. Yeah. See, that's the weird thing. The condition is called Mayer-Rokitansky-Custer-Hauser, and it's a congenital disorder.
Oh.
And like I say, one in every 5,000 newborn girls are born with this condition.
That's actually a lot.
Well, here's the thing. This 23-year-old girl, she's from Brazil. She is the world's first woman with MRKH to have this reconstructive surgery and have it done successfully. What do you suppose they used to reconstruct her vagina?
I know what they used.
Hannah Claire, what would you think?
Ew, I don't know.
Ty, any thoughts on what it could be? Nothing. Well, here's the thing. They used the skin of a tilapia fish.
What?
This should be a video show. That was a great face, Hannah.
What?
I should have been ready to take a picture. Yeah.
Yeah, well, apparently they
what does that even
seems
mean?
Like it would be a little scaly.
Well, they removed the scales and they somehow take the smell out of it, and they whatever they have to do to it to make it so that it will, you know, work in conjunction with human cells and that kind of thing. As a matter of fact, what they say is that the tilapia skin almost is like getting a stem cell treatment, that the tilapia cells will join with the human cells.
And mutate, if you will.
And sort of mutate, right.
Well, why don't they use tilapia skin for other things then?
Well,
like skin grafts.
This could be the start. And maybe they do. Maybe they have been using tilapia cells for like burned victims and stuff like that and thought, hey, this
vaginas.
Would be good for
vaginas. We could make a hoo-ha.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So is that good for like, is that like really awesome for like transgender people as well?
You
Give
would
them
think.
Some hoo-has?
Yeah, you would think, right? I don't know. I think it's
adding some dinklage made out of tilapia.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Dinklage.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Have you told Jack?
I don't know. I don't know what you got to do here. I've not told Jack. But interesting. This girl has had sex.
With it?
Says it works fine.
Oh.
She's very happy.
Already took it on the test ride, huh?
Took it on the test ride.
Mm-hmm.
Took her about 4 months to recover from the surgery, but then after that, she's
slamming
been
away.
Working it out.
Slamming nice. Salmon.
Oh, that's bad.
Slamming salmon. Right. Hey, here's a bit of an update. Do you remember that girl? We talked about this, I don't know, a month or so ago on the show. This is the girl that was from South Carolina that was all hopped up on methamphetamine and gouged her own eyeballs
out. Oh, right,
out.
Right.
Oh, my God. So she apparently just did like an interview for People magazine. And she says, look, I was totally whacked out of my mind on methamphetamine. As a matter of fact, the day that I did that, just so happens, I was like 2 or 3 days before going into a drug rehab that my mom sort of ordered me to go to. I took this methamphetamine that had been laced with some sort of a hallucinogen, and here I am standing out in front of this church ripping my eyes out.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. She says now that she's gone, obviously had like an emergency surgery, but has no eyes at all, right? She's 20 years old.
Wow.
20. Got to live the rest of her life knowing what she did to herself. Yeah, that's kind of creepy. She spent some time in a psychiatric ward, but they have released her back into the custody of her mom. And now she says, well, you know what? It's God's way.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Did God's she go way. To rehab?
She yeah, she did. She went to rehab. She spent time in the psych ward, that kind of thing. And now she basically in the article says that she's okay with it. She's dealing with it. She's just glad to be where she is now, even though she's sightless and not where she was, having sight and chasing the dragon, that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Let's hope that continues.
Mm-hmm. She goes through these classes, you know, for orientation and mobility classes, that kind of thing. She says, but she still has her bad days where she realizes what she did.
Yeah, thank
you. And now that she's going to have to spend the rest of her life blind.
Wow.
I guess there's no way. First of all, I mean, how do you? Did she use something or is it just her
right.
fingernail?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. That's wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Banana.
That's
it's a little bit too much to deal with.
Yeah, it is.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
It's easy.
It'll make you do crazy things.
Mm-hmm. Make good choices.
Right. Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
Can we do that?
We can do that.
All right, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. I've got a lot more stories to go through. When we come back, we will get into those stories. We'll be right back.
Baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going up the country. Baby, fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure can't stay. Now, baby, back and leave the trunk, you know we've got to leave today. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even leave the USA. Cause it's a brand new game I wanna play.
That's Going Up the Country by Canned Heat, and I like that song a lot. It's been used in some commercials I've heard lately. I think car commercials, that kind of thing. But what I like about that song is the flute.
I was going to say.
And if you were thinking that it might be Aqualung, Ian Anderson, it's not.
It was Hannah?
No, it was Hannah, right? It was Hannah. Hannah played flute in Falute.
Falute.
Is it called Falute or flute?
Flute. I think it's just a flute.
It's fancier when it's Falute.
Falute.
But anyway, the guy who played the flute on this particular song, his name is Jim Horn. Fitting.
Fitting.
Right? Who has made his biggest impact in the music field by playing saxophone, appearing on tracks by the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, and the Beach Boys. So I don't know if he was an actual member of Canned Heat, but he's one heck of a flute player.
Yes.
Falute player.
Falute player.
All right, everybody.
Hey, just like Hannah.
Yeah, just like Hannah. I swear, mm-hmm. Hannah.
That's what Deceptive Intruder needs.
I'd like
a falute player.
Yeah, that would be cool. You could have Hannah up there on stage. You wouldn't be able to hear her anyway, but she could be up there dancing around, you know, like Ian Anderson or something like that. You know,
fluting it up.
Mm-hmm. Fluting it up.
That one band we saw had a fiddle player or a violinist.
Violinist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she was plugged in.
Right.
You know,
I don't think you can plug in a flute.
Do they have electric flutes?
I don't know.
That seems dangerous.
It does.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't have that much spit around electronics.
Put your mouth on this.
Zap.
Right. Anyway, let's see. Hey, the Stanley Cup is still going on. The Stanley Cup series is in full effect. As a matter of fact, let's see. The series between the Las Vegas Golden Knights and the Washington Capitals is tied at one game apiece. They played the first two games in Las Vegas. Tomorrow night, they will go to Washington to play game three. Who are we rooting for? I mean, I'm from that area, the Washington, D.C. area, so rooting for the Capitals seems natural. But I do like the Golden Knights story being a brand new expansion team and, you know, going all the way
right
to the Stanley Cup Finals, you know.
You know, I've heard two things, which are totally contradictory about the Las Vegas Knights. One person called them a bunch of scrubs that nobody wanted.
No.
And somebody else referred to them as the ultimate all-star team.
Yeah, right.
Of course they're going to win.
Well, there was an article in the paper in the sports section a couple of days ago here, and they were talking about the Golden Knights, and they were like, well, here are two players that we could have had on the Bolts.
Right.
But now they're Golden Knights.
Right, through free agency and salary caps
or
whatever. So
I think what they did is they went through and they picked like an all-star team.
Yes, they did.
And obviously they did. If they've made it this far.
Yeah, this far, we're at the end.
Right, and they could win.
They could win.
They could win this whole thing. Anyway, our Tampa Bay Rowdies are in town tomorrow night to face the Atlanta United 2. I don't like hockey names. Not hockey, but soccer names. Atlanta United 2. What does that mean? What's the
couldn't
two?
They be like...
Do they have an Atlanta United 1?
Apparently.
Anyway, game time tomorrow night is 7:30 p.m. at Al Lang Stadium. Go Rowdies. I did not see in the paper today. I'm sure it was there. I just was too busy to really look for it. So I don't know who the Rays play, where they are, or anything like that. They could be here at home. I have no idea. I know that they were out west. I know they just had a series with the Oakland A's.
I'm not sure.
But I have no idea.
And, you know, it's sad because, you know, they're talking about moving the stadium.
Right.
And I feel like because of that, we don't hear as much as we used to. About what's going on and following the team. And I don't know. There used to be a whole lot more energy behind the Rays, and now not so much.
Just not so much. Hey, so today is June 1st.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And today is the first day of hurricane season.
Yes, it is.
This is another little PSA.
Oh, PSA.
There, you know, one of the things that you need to do hurricane season is you need to stock up on your hurricane supplies. Well, if you do it between today and June 7th, you don't have to pay any taxes on it.
Right.
Tax-free holiday.
Tax-free holiday.
Today through June 7th. So get out there and get your batteries and your plywood and your tarps and...
Right. All those taxable items that you can get tax-free.
Honey, I don't think cases of beer are tax-free.
They are not. But water is always...
Water is always tax-free.
Tax-free. Right. So... But yes, now is the time. I should have waited to buy batteries until this weekend.
Right. At work, we've already, we've got three companies coming in to give us bids to come to the property and start trimming our trees, making them safe, you know, for hurricane season. I'm kind of hoping that the big oak tree out in front of our house, I don't want it to fall down because I like the tree, but there's a couple of limbs. That hang over my truck that I would like to blow off during the storm. Be good firewood.
Yes. It'd be even better firewood if we got up there and cut them down now without them falling. Mm-hmm. Then we wouldn't have to go chase them out of the yard.
Right. That's true. That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. But yes, here we are. Yep. Hurricane season. And, you know, Alberto, name one, is already gone. That was last weekend.
All right. So the next one will be a B name.
A B and a female. I don't know.
Betty.
Probably. What's up next?
Beatrice.
I don't know.
How many? Barbara.
Barbara.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else did I want to talk about? Hey, you know, I saw earlier this week that I guess on the 29th, remember that whole thing with Starbucks where... The two black gentlemen were in there. They didn't want to order anything. They were waiting for a friend, and they were arrested and forced to leave. Well, since then, Starbucks has sort of changed some of their policies, which a lot of people are not so crazy about, because now Starbucks has come out and said that anybody at any time during the day can come in as long as you're not sleeping. Right, you can't sleep in there, and you can't do drugs in there.
Okay.
But otherwise, you can just hang out in there all day long, right?
I can see where that would be a problem.
I think that is a problem. I'm not crazy about that. I think, look, if you're going to hang out there all day, I think you ought to have to buy something. I don't think that they should make you buy something to use the bathroom. But if you look at articles that I saw in the paper about the Starbucks downtown St. Petersburg, they started locking the bathroom because... they got tired of going in there and finding used needles and other drug paraphernalia, that kind of thing.
Right.
And apparently the homeless people would go in there and just trash the place.
Right.
So.
Well, the libraries deal with that, too.
I mean, it's one thing to kind of change your rules or your acceptance of people hanging out in your place all day, but I don't think you have to get so crazy about it.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. Judgment is no longer allowed.
Right.
What you do for one person, you have to do for another. Mm-hmm. There's no, you know, oh, you know, this guy just came in with his shopping cart full of every piece of his belongings.
Yeah.
And, you know, smells.
Right.
And he's sitting over here and nobody can sit around him.
Right. Yeah.
That's an issue.
That is an issue.
But now that's, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. That's frowned upon.
Well, it's frowned upon, and they certainly don't want you calling the police on those individuals. As a matter of fact, on the 29th, all 8,000 Starbucks stores in the United States closed down for what they called anti-bias training. I have not heard anything since the 29th on what was actually taught, how it was taught. How was it taught? Online? How are they going to get 8,000 employees from 8,000 places together?
I have a feeling it was conducted in some sort of a webinar type situation where you could either log in from home and join in, or come to the store and watch it there. I mean, is it going to be on TED Talks? Is it, you know?
I don't know.
I don't know. And who knows what they talked about.
It's kind of ridiculous in this day and age that you kind of have to deal with that. You know what I mean?
Well, it's what's ridiculous is that we've, as a society, have forgotten how to treat people in general.
Well, it seems like almost every story that comes up in the news these days, especially the bad stories, basically have one thing in common. People are not treating people nicely.
Right.
Nobody's respecting anybody.
People are not nice.
School shooters, you know.
Right.
Same thing. All of these, the Pound Me Too movement, all those women were not treated nicely.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Harvey Weinstein turned himself in, I guess, last weekend, and he was indicted on two charges of, cases that stem from two different women. I think he looks to face about 25 years in prison.
Just on those two?
Just on those two.
And
is that enough? I mean, if you're a woman.
How old is he?
I think he's in his 40s, maybe late 40s, early 50s.
That's probably not long enough.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This guy had more money, you know, than anybody, was an Oscar winner, had all kinds of pull, lived like a king, and now all of a sudden, his wife has left him. He can't get a job. He was kicked out of his own business.
Right.
You know, and now he's, you know, I mean, you go from the top, I mean, the top, to now the bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, man, all because you're disrespecting women.
Exactly.
That's not cool.
Life's
man.
All about choices.
Yes, life is all about choices. Choice. And when you have everything, don't take more.
Doesn't mean you get everything.
Doesn't mean everything is for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting. If he goes to prison, where will they put him?
Will that be, well, if he is facing charges of actual rape, you know.
Yeah, but is he going to end up in a white collar?
I don't think so. See, white collar in regular prison pretty much is determined on whether it was a violent crime or not. Rape is a violent crime.
Right.
You know, so I think he's heading for, you know.
Sing Sing.
Sing Sing. Yeah.
Alcatraz.
Yeah, that's not going to go good.
That's not going to go
predators
well.
Predators do not fare well in prison.
No, they do not. Especially overweight, arrogant ones.
Right. Mm-hmm. I heard all kinds of stories about this thing, and they were like, well, you know, he looks like a monster. Do you think that if he was a handsome man, if the severity of this whole thing would be, you know, would it be different? Or is it because he looks like a monster that, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, everybody's got their torches and pitchforks after Harvey Weinstein, you know?
That's a good question.
What if Harvey Weinstein looked like Rob Lowe? Would it be, you know, would it be as severe as it is?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. It's an interesting society
we live
in.
I'm sure there are women out there that say, I wish Rob Lowe would rape me.
Yeah.
I wish he would.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, right. That's somebody who's aged well.
Yes.
I mean, he's my age. He's still a really good-looking dude, right?
Mm. Yeah. That's yeah. Some people have all the genes.
Some people do have all the genes. And which kind of, you know, my dad said he was going to call him. We talked last week about him getting this neck tuck surgery, this plastic surgery. And he heard us talking about it and said that he wanted to call in this week to try to clear some things up. So we still may get a call from him.
Yeah, well, what clear what up?
I don't know. He asked me to go on YouTube and, asked me to Google this doctor. So I did that. And when you Google him, then this YouTube video comes up. And
his infomercial.
Infomercial, right. And, you know, this guy, the whole procedure is called the Biltmore Lift, that kind of thing. And I don't know if this guy developed it, this doctor, Dr. Harley, developed the Biltmore Lift, but he's done like 500 procedures. And if you watch the video that they showed, the one that I watched, there might be more than one video, but the one that I watched, it was, you know, I don't know, 15, 20 women, all Southern Belles. You know, older Southern Belles, who, and they would show the before and after, and it looks, you know, it looks good.
But does he talk about what he actually does?
Not
the procedure itself. I'm gonna make a 6-inch incision.
No.
And then I'm gonna wrap your neck around your ears.
Right. No, he didn't say anything like that. But he did say in the video, just like what we talked about last week, that. He can do it in his office, very non-invasive, almost like going to the dentist. And I'm like,
mm-mm. That's weird.
No.
No, I'm not into not all cool. that. No, that's not cool at all.
No.
Right?
No. That's why I was asking if they actually showed, like, the procedure.
No, not, you know, in, like not in the video I saw.
Like the cool sculpting. They actually show,
yeah.
you know, on their videos what they do.
Well, it's just putting an ice pack on your fat.
Well, yeah, watch.
This is going to include some blood.
Watch a liposuction video. And if you still go in to have that done, you're a sadist.
That's horrific.
You've got a problem.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm surprised there isn't a... You know, more of a procedural video for the Biltmore Lift.
Right. Mm-hmm. One of the other things I wanted to mention, I saw an article earlier this week. Now, last hurricane season, we got hit by Irma, sort of.
Right? Yes, we got lucky.
But Puerto Rico got leveled, and it was by Hurricane Maria that was like right before Irma.
After.
Was it after Irma? So they got some of Irma and then Maria. Was like the second blow.
Right.
Well, you know, you see all the time in the news and stuff like that, they will show videos of Puerto Rico. Now, I don't know if those are, you know, right now videos. Is that what it looks like today? Or are those old videos?
Who
knows?
Because
if they're still right now, the place is still, I mean, devastated. It's still a disaster.
Pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I have a feeling a lot of it is.
But one of the things that this article said is that when they were originally reporting the number of deaths that they had in the hurricane, it was like 60 or something like that. Well, now all of a sudden they're saying it's like almost 5,000.
Right.
Yeah.
5,000. Not from like the initial blow, but from all of the things that come after the hurricane.
Exactly.
Lack of water, lack of
electricity,
power and things like that. I also heard that the homicide rate
was
like through the roof.
Through the
there.
Roof.
And you gotta look, there's some, you know, those are some hot tempered people.
Well, everybody's hot tempered when you have no power, no water, no shelter, no food.
Right.
People tend to get a little cranky.
I guess.
It happened here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could happen here. I'd like to have Louis Lopez, our friend who lives over in Puerto Rico, give us a call and, you know, maybe tell us what's going on over there.
Yeah, but fake news.
Fake news.
How do you know?
Right. I don't know. I just don't know.
Without going over there yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. We're getting close to the end of our first hour, which blows me away.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. How'd that happen?
I don't know. Time flies.
Yep. Hey, we talked about the school shootings a little bit earlier, and I saw this little blurb in the Week magazine, and it said, more people have been killed at American schools this year than have been killed while deployed in the U.S. military.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
So, okay, but, this year.
Uh-oh, here's a phone call. Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
This is Dr. Harley.
Dr. Harley of the Biltmore Lift?
Yes. Yeah. It sounds like you're defaming me.
Well, I don't mean to. I don't mean to defame anything. It just seems, look, I'm proud of your accomplishments and all that. I mean, especially if you're the one who developed this procedure. I mean, everybody needs to develop something, right?
Yes. Well, this procedure was developed by me.
Yeah.
And it is less invasive, which is why it's trademarked as the Biltmore Lift as opposed to the full face lift.
Well, what does Biltmore have to do with it? Why give it the name Biltmore?
Well, Biltmore is the hotel that you stay at after the procedure is performed.
Oh. So if you're in Carolina where you're located, you get to stay at the Biltmore. So if I had the lift done here, it could very easily be called the Holiday Inn Lift.
Well,
the Motel 6 lift.
It's the Motel 6 lift, yes. No, actually, the Biltmore lift is the transportation provided once the procedure is completed.
Oh, okay. Oh, the lift.
The lift.
The lift.
The lift.
The ride home.
The ride home. Because it's such a less invasive procedure.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend the night.
Yeah, but you can't drive yourself.
Get a lift home.
So they got to give you a lift.
They got to give you a lift.
I still don't understand how they can do it less invasively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I think that because the way it gets done is that there are a couple of slits put, I think, in the front of and behind the ear.
Oh, okay.
And then it's only skin that is tightened from the ear down.
Okay. Well, you told me to go and Google Dr. Harley. I did that, and I saw the YouTube video, and saw a lot of the before and afters. And one of the things that I was impressed by is that it did not look like your typical plastic surgery where you're completely pulled back. It looked like it was basically it was tightening up like your jawline and your neck.
That's exactly right. That's what it is. It takes care of the jowls and your neck.
And now one of the things that I was concerned about is, has Dr. Harley ever performed this procedure on a man? Because everybody in the video was female.
Okay. I did say, I thought I saw some imagery of the before and after of a few men. Now, I could be wrong about that, but I thought, because I looked at a lot of different before and afters, but I thought I saw some that he had done on a man.
Well, here's another thing that kind of concerns me is that at the end of the video that I watched, it said, you know, how like when you watch a pharmacy company, their advertisement at the end, they run all of the side effects. And on this video, it said, if you get this this lift done, what's going to happen is one of the side effects is now your voice, if you're a man, you're going to sound like a Southern Belle. So it could change your voice.
Actually, that would be an interesting twist. Yeah.
So I think
I might actually go for that. When I get in the chair, I may request it.
Yeah.
Make me sound like Delta Burke.
Right.
No, Paula Deen.
You know, I mean, see, there's a back and forth with this whole deal because I've had some ladies at the office say, no, 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 you don't want to have that done. What you want is the full lift because it lasts longer.
Right.
Now, there may be truth to that. But, I mean, given my age,
yeah, right.
What he told me, he said, well, I said, well, how long would I expect this to last? He said, the way I describe it is, once it's done, it takes you back 10 years.
Okay.
And then you will age from that point on just as your body would age normally. So I suspect in 10 years or sometime
okay,
around
so it's gonna,
that time.
It's going to take you back to 65, and then in 10 years,
right.
when you're right. 85, you're going to look like you where you started from.
Exactly.
Oh.
That's exactly right.
So you're yeah. always from the point, from the time you get the procedure done, you're always going to look 10 years younger than what your actual age is.
That's the way he describes it. Now, he says, of course, it has to do with... to some extent with your genes, your skin characteristics,
right?
How well you take care of your skin once it's done.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of variables that go into how quickly you will age. But if you take care of it, take care of yourself, you have the proper diet, you take, you know, care of your skin, then it should be put you back 10 years, and then you age from that point forward, which I thought was a great way to describe it. I'd never heard it put that way before.
Well, here's one of my concerns is that, you get this done, and it's going to be a lot like, when people get a tattoo. A lot of people swear that they'll never get a tattoo, and then they get the first one, and now they got tattoo fever. So you get this procedure done. Now, all of a sudden, your plastic surgery fever, and, you know, next is going to be your eyebrows and your eyelids.
I already have it figured out.
Okay.
Once this procedure is done, I'm going to request that he take the extra skin.
Yeah.
And give me an extra foreskin. That'll be there. He'll preserve what he takes off, and I'll use it.
So basically, the lift will revert you back 10 years, and if you get the foreskin thing done, it will revert you back to birth. That's pretty remarkable.
Isn't that remarkable?
Yes.
Wow. But he actually, to be serious for a minute, he says it's a local anesthetic.
Yeah.
To where he does the incision, and that he'll give you some medication to relax you.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going under the knife. You're actually going to be awake during the procedure. And I think that also has to do with how quickly you recover.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I mean, it's not a good idea to be put out. I would definitely have to be put out because I'm such a sissy. But if you can handle it, it's better not to be put out.
Now,
exactly.
Will you be wearing a blindfold?
Yeah, you got to have a blindfold.
Because I wouldn't want to see.
Well, you know, Stephanie, that's an interesting question. Here's the thing I haven't done. I thought before I called you today, I would have spoken with his assistant to get all the particulars that he and I did not discuss, like the logistics of it.
Is his assistant's name Igor?
Yeah, right. No, but her name is Juanita.
Ooh.
Which is one of those really sexy names. So
yeah.
I'm anxious to meet her. So as soon as I talk with her, then I'll be calling you back. And by the way, I'll be giving you an update all along the way.
Well, when do you suppose this is going to happen?
If we can build an audience for this thing, it might really be illuminating for people.
I think it's a great idea. Let's do that. When is it supposed to happen?
Well, I got to call and get it scheduled. So I'm figuring it's not going to be June.
Okay.
Because I have to take time off from work, and then I have to... drive up there and get it done and then come back. So So I'm thinking July, August. All right. What I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll try to get some marketing going here so we can get people to sort of tune in to my whole experience here.
Well, listen, I'm not going to do this for free. We need to get a hold of Dr. Harley and say, look, man, I will talk about your procedure on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, but I'm going to need some money, some compensation.
Well, maybe there's a way to do that. And by the way, maybe what I ought to do is do a crowdsourcing kind of thing to pay for it.
Yes.
GoFundMe. Right.
GoFundMe.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, there's some great possibilities here. We'll have to work through all the details.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, so,
I know you're coming up on your hour, so
yeah.
I'll be listening for the rest of the show, and then we'll talk about it.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well,
love all you guys.
Love you.
You.
Thanks for calling
love
in.
You.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So we should probably take our break.
Yeah.
We need all right. To. All right, everybody. We are at the end of our first hour. We went a little bit long on that, but that's okay.
Yeah. Information.
Information, man. So we're going to take a quick break.